KBOO News In Depth, where we take a deeper look at the top news stories impacting our community.
Punk rock may have started in the 1970s, and some would say maybe a decade earlier, with its roots in American garage rock. But the music's still alive and well in Portland today, and we're very fortunate to have one of the best local punk bands live in our KBOO studios. At least one of the members of the band. The band is Tall Women and features David Jacobo on drums, Cassie Bloom on guitar, and Brendan Casual on bass. Thanks for coming into KBOO today.
Thank you. Thank you. Nice to be here.
And what a very momentous day. As you may have heard some of the May Day protest coverage.
Definitely. It got a little crazy down there, I heard.
Yeah. So let's do something calmer like punk rock.
Yeah, sure.
Mellow it out a little bit. Right.
David, the band started as a two-piece with you and Cassie, who plays guitar. How'd you two first get together?
I needed a bassist for my last band, Manhunter. And I went on Craigslist, and that's how we found each other. I specifically put Seeking Right Girl Influences and all that, and she just came on board. And actually, when she was about to rehearse with us, the drummer was gone. But we ended up, hitting it off. And after the drummer left for Ashland, I was like, well, I guess I'll get on drums, and you can get on guitar, and, you can scream as much as you want, and I'll scream, let's do this. Let's play faster, you know?
Did you start with cover songs, or did you guys start writing your own material right away?
We just started writing our own material right away. Basically, it just felt very natural, very, the chemistry was there. So I was gung-ho for it from the start there.
And this wasn't too long ago. This was about a year or so ago when you started?
Yeah, I would say this is our band anniversary.
Congratulations. May 1st. Yeah. What better day?
Yeah, exactly.
And how did the band get its name?
So we were at a pizza shop. I started writing a bunch of names. And I guess I was the one that came up with it. But Cassie really loved that one. They just hit it off. And really, it had no real
significance,
but it just fit with us, very well. So, and I just combined the names together, or the two words together, and it worked out.
So we'll give listeners a little taste of Tall Women. This is from your EP Deaf Dog, and the song is called FaceTime. That was Tall Women doing FaceTime from their EP Deaf Dog. We have in the studio with us the drummer of Tall Women and the founder, David Jacobo. David, this sounds very punkish.
I mean, rocking back and forth.
It's classic punk with the bass drums and the lead guitar. Did you have any direct influences on your music, punk bands from the early days or local punk bands in Portland?
We're actually very much influenced by the grunge movement, I would say, and just like the heavy metal, but we just wanted to play faster and just push ourselves towards that. And I think it went towards like the classic punk there. But if you listen to the rest of the EP, you can very much hear that metal or hard rock influence. This is just one of our faster and older songs. So, and we want to continue doing that. It's just, we want to expand too. So
Yeah, we picked it because it was a song where I couldn't make out anything we couldn't play right. on the radio at this hour, yeah. according to FCC regulations.
Yeah, yeah.
But still, I think it's pretty indicative of the album. Yeah, you know, yeah, just really great short songs, fast, loud.
Yeah, exactly.
And is the album themed kind of around, you know, like just the modern technology that like millennials
right.
use, like FaceTiming?
Exactly.
Just anything that they would come across in their everyday life, just kind of interacting on that level.
Yeah, every time we go up on stage, she's like, this song is for anybody who FaceTimes in public, which is me. And then we rock out. Yeah.
Oh, and David, on the Tall Women Facebook page, the band describes itself as punk indie rock, queer, brown, and loud. Why'd you use those terms?
Actually, that term, the biography was written by my friend Heather, but it's just outside looking in, Cassie identifies as queer, and I consider, you know, I'm brown, of Mexican and Guatemalan origin. So I think it's just in this experiences that we have are put into our lyrics. So if you listen to any other songs, we talk about being uncomfortable being as a woman, being comfortable being, you know, queer woman, also being uncomfortable around police authority and things like that. So the more we write, we want to hit those, but also keep it personal, obviously. FaceTime. Yeah. Okay. You know, talk about relationships too. You know, we're not all political, but, you know.
So the personal and the political both make their way into your songs.
Exactly.
Now, is it rare in Portland or anywhere else for that matter to have a punk band that's not all straight white males, you know, the ones that started in their garage, maybe teens or young 20-year-olds?
Is it rare? I feel like it is around here. But maybe we've just started basically, like it's only been a year. We're meeting more and more people. And it's exciting what's out there, but it's still, you know, primarily straight, white, punk rock kind of thing. And not to say that it's all wrong. It's just we want to be we just want to bring that extra thing there, a different, more diversity, I guess you could say. We want to find more people like us, too.
You seen that in your audiences?
So far, it's just been pretty white so far. But we, you know, it's. Trying to make people feel comfortable come to their shows. Cassie, she really wants more women rocking out. She really wants more people of color. I want more people of color in our shows. And, it really warms my heart, warms her heart when we see that. And so, yeah.
Have you faced any discrimination in getting bookings or even during your performances, maybe from members of the audience or outside?
Sometimes when we hit like that cop heavy song, like a little anti-cop heavy song, it can kind of, I can tell people are a little uncomfortable. We're just expressing ourselves, but so far it's been okay. It's been good. Haven't had to book one show for ourselves. We just basically people seek us out. So that's been a good thing. And I think if we continue where we're going, how we're doing things is just going to, you know, keep going up and up and up. So,
See yourself touring outside of the Portland area?
Oh, yeah, definitely. We've, you know, hit like, you know, just a few spots, Eugene and Salem. But, yeah.
Oh, David, one last question. Yeah. How can KBOO listeners track you and find out where you're playing next and find out a little bit more about the band?
So we got a Facebook page, Tall Women, one word. Bandcamp, Tall Women, one word. tallwomenband@gmail.com if you want to look it up. We have Instagram, pretty heavy on there. I do that basically. Our next show is at the Fixin' 2 with Bombay Beach on the May 27th.
So, okay.
Yeah.
So
okay.
A few weeks away. Yeah. David, thanks very much for coming down.
Thank you so much for this.
And we hope the KBOO interview helps get a more diverse audience for you, too. Certainly well deserved. We've been talking with David Jacobo of the Portland punk band Tall Women. As David mentioned, you can learn more about the band and upcoming shows on their Facebook page.